TheEdgeOnAir.com interviews Ned Evitt.
I've been getting ready for this tour coming up in England. It's going to happen in June, man. So I've been at the gym. I've been getting, buff, and I've been playing scales on my fretless guitar, buff, and I'm pretty buff right now. For me. No, they don't. Yeah, exactly. They get to have you get on a treadmill, and if you fail, they just deport you right there. You're right. Oh, a bunch, man. My passport is heavily stamped. So, yes. And dings. Dings and stickers. Stickers and dings. All right. Again, they deport me. No kidding. I don't know, man. European audiences are fantastic. Yeah, it's great. I mean, music is a universal language. I mean, it really is true. I mean, people just... It's great. It's really cool. I'm playing at the Tonic Room, yo, on Halstead. It's going to be really fun. My friend Jack Manzanag is playing with me, and he's a fretless guitar player as well. So we're just going to... Apparently, it's the most haunted bar in Chicago. So we are going to, try single-handedly cleanse the room with our fretless magic. Oh, yeah. Maybe they work cheap. Oh, who would that be? Oh, yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I have done that before in the past because there is a fretless guitar community out there. So I have done the Uber jam at the end of the night before, and I hope Jack and I are going to play maybe some Hendrix or something like that. So it's definitely on the docket. That's always fun. No, not necessarily, but it has a particular quality to it that's kind of fun. I don't know if Jimmy would have approved or not. He probably would have. Jimmy was a freaky dude. He probably would have been, that's all right. Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw a photograph of him with his father, Al Hendrix, the other day online. It was just hysterical. Al is just this, normal-looking guy, and Jimmy's, completely, in his full-on psychedelic regalia. It was a really awesome photograph. Oh. Well, that song, I went to the Johnson Space Center in Houston at the end of my last tour with Joe Satriani, and they gave us a tour of the Johnson Space Center. And I got to see all these mock-ups for, the space station and the shuttle and stuff like that. So I got real inspired, right? So I'm like, hey, what if... I thought about, what about a Delta Blues song that's set on Mars? So I sat down and I wrote this song about this steel miner on Mars and how he's being pursued by the Interplanetary Money Fund, and they're trying to shut him down and with a goon squad. So that whole, it's a whole panoramic sort of a song about this future era of Mars. And actually, we did a video for this song. The song is on Treehouse, and the video is going to come out in May. I'm really excited about it, so... Oh, fantastic! Woo. Sure, Kevin. Sure. Yeah, I heard him too. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Fun stuff, man. Yeah, Bend Me is also off of Treehouse. I'm very excited about that. It's a stop animation video for that song, and that's going to come out in a couple of weeks. And well, actually, it hasn't gone away at all. For music videos, it's quite popular because it's very much a sort of a DIY look to it. You know what I mean? And it's fun to do. It takes a long time, though. I mean, it's like, seriously, it is watching paint dry on a wall. But so for the process, it takes a long time. I mean, this video took 6 weeks to do. Yeah. It can take a long time. Anybody out there wanting to get into the stop motion field, I suggest you get into something else. Maybe smart manufacturer, one of the new industries coming down the pike. But yeah, the Bend Me is a really fun, optimistic song. I was going to say, American Airlines is using it as part of their in-flight music on their Chill channel coming up in May as well. So that's going to be good. If you're flying around, you can hear it there. When the turbulence kicks in, it's bound to. That. We'll be right back. I think people are going to be dancing in the aisles with the oxygen mask. In May. May 1st, yeah. Because I fly Southwest Airlines. Oh! Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the tonic room starts at 8, so come on down, yo. That is correct. Oh, you know what? My Facebook page, definitely like that. Follow that. Follow me on Twitter. Treehouse, my new record, is being streamed at nedevitt.com. You know, if you want to kind of check the record out before you head over to iTunes or Amazon and buy the record. And that's a good place to go. Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. Yes, sir. All right. Awesome, dude. Thanks.
For more artist interviews, visit theedgeonair.com.